Welcome to Retreat, Reset, Transform, the official podcast of Dimensions Retreats, where healing meets depth and transformation begins from within. Meet your host, Donald Curry, a registered psychotherapist and the clinical director of Dimensions Algonquin Highlands. He is a trauma-focused therapist whose work weaves together science, soul, and somatics. He leads the clinical program at Dimensions Retreats. Donald is trained in a range of evidence-informed and body-based therapies that support deep healing from both relational trauma and acute experiences. His approach integrates EMDR, deep brain reorienting, internal family systems therapy, relational somatic psychotherapy, and sensory motor psychotherapy, guiding individuals to not only process what happened, but to reconnect with who they truly are beneath the trauma. Whether you're navigating PTSD, developmental wounds, or simply seeking greater connection with yourself, Dimensions Clinical Program offers a compassionate path to wholeness. Now let's dive into today's episode. Trauma is more than just an event. It's how the body, mind, and spirit respond to overwhelming experiences. In this episode, we break down the true nature of trauma, moving beyond labels to explore how trauma lives in the nervous system, shapes our relationships, and influences our sense of self. Whether you're a survivor, a therapist, or someone wanting to better understand the impact of trauma, this conversation offers insight, compassion, and hope. And now, here's your host, Donald Curry.
Welcome back to the Retreat, Reset, Transform podcast. I'm Donald Curry, and today we're diving into a topic that affects so many of us. Whether we're aware of it or not, we're talking about trauma, but not in the way it's often portrayed. Not just diagnoses, not just big T trauma or PTSD, but what trauma really is at its core. So often people think trauma is reserved for war zones, car accidents, or extreme abuse. And while those are absolutely traumatic experiences, trauma can also be subtle, chronic, and woven into the very fabric of how we were raised, how we relate to others, and how we experience ourselves. In my work as a psychotherapist and retreat facilitator, I've seen that trauma isn't just about what happened to us, it's about what happened inside us because of what happened. It lives in the body, it shapes how we protect ourselves, and it often runs silently in the background of our lives. Today's episode is about deepening our understanding. It's about compassion for ourselves, for others, and for the parts of us that are just trying to survive. So take a deep breath, settle in, and let's explore what trauma really is beyond the diagnosis. So let's start by unpacking what trauma actually is. Trauma isn't just the event that happened to you. It's the impact of that event on your nervous system, on your sense of self, and on your ability to feel safe in the world. You can have two people go through the same experience, let's say a car accident, and one might walk away feeling shaken but relatively okay, while the other develops ongoing anxiety, flashbacks, or a deep fear of driving. The difference isn't just about the event itself, it's about the internal response. This is important. Trauma is not what happens to you. It's what happens inside you as a result of what happened. It's how your system tries to adapt, to survive, to protect you, even if those adaptations become painful or limiting later on. We often categorize trauma as big T and little T trauma. Big T trauma includes events like abuse, violence, sudden loss, or disasters. Things that overwhelm your system all at once. But little T trauma, sometimes called developmental or relational trauma, is just as impactful. It's the ongoing, often invisible stuff, being emotionally neglected as a child, constantly criticized, or feeling unsafe expressing your true self. When those kinds of experiences happen repeatedly, especially when we're young and still developing, They shape the way we relate to ourselves, to others, and to the world. And then there's chronic stress, living in a body that never feels safe, in a world that constantly feels threatening. That too is trauma. So this broader definition matters. It allows us to move away from a rigid clinical view of trauma and instead approach it with more nuance, compassion, and accessibility. Because if you've ever felt disconnected from your body, if you've struggled to trust, if you carry shame that doesn't feel like it came from anywhere specific, there's a good chance that trauma is part of your story. But here's the good news. If trauma is an internal process, so is healing. One of the most important things I've learned, not just as a therapist, but as a human, is that trauma lives in the body. You might notice this when your heart races at the sound of someone raising their voice, or when you freeze up in a conversation that feels emotionally loaded. Or maybe you feel chronically tired, disconnected, or numb, like you're walking around in a fog. These aren't just personality traits or random quirks. They're bodily responses to unprocessed survival stress. When something overwhelming happens and we can't fight or flee, the body often goes into a freeze state. The energy mobilized for protection gets stuck, held in the muscles, in the fascia, in the nervous system. We might not even remember the event clearly, but our bodies do. They remember in sensation, posture, and pattern. This is why talk therapy alone sometimes isn't enough. You can have incredible insight into your patterns. You can understand your trauma intellectually and still feel dysregulated or stuck. Because healing doesn't just happen in the brain, it happens through the body. Somatic therapy helps us come into direct contact with what's unresolved, not by reliving it, but by tracking the body's signals. A tightening in the throat, a flutter in the chest, a desire to run, to cry, to shake. When we slow down and bring presence to these sensations without judgment, the body can begin to complete what was once interrupted. It's like letting the story finish on a cellular level. There are powerful modalities that support this: sensorimotor, psychotherapy, somatic experiencing, internal family systems with a body-based lens, and deep brain reorienting, to name a few. These approaches don't ask us to override the body. They invite us to trust its wisdom, to listen to what it's been trying to say all along. Because the body isn't just holding the trauma, it's also holding the blueprint for healing. While trauma lives in the body, it doesn't stop there. It also shapes the way we see ourselves and how we connect or struggle to connect with others. Psychologically, trauma can create a distorted sense of self. You might carry shame that doesn't belong to you. You might feel like you're not good enough, like you're too much, or not enough at the same time. These are not core truths. They're adaptations, protective beliefs that your nervous system created to survive. For example, if you grew up in an environment where love was conditional, or where you were emotionally neglected, you might have learned to suppress your needs, become hyper-independent, or fawn to keep others close. These strategies were intelligent. They worked when you needed them, but they can cause a lot of pain in adult relationships. And here's something many people don't realize. Trauma affects attachment. It can make intimacy feel threatening. You might avoid closeness to protect yourself, or cling tightly, fearing abandonment. You might constantly second-guess your worth in relationships, or feel like you have to earn love by being useful, calm, or perfect. These patterns can feel like personality traits, but again, they're really just survival strategies. The wounded inner child shows up through the adult body, repeating old relational dynamics in new situations. Trauma can also disconnect us from our emotions. You might feel emotionally numb or flooded without knowing why. Or maybe there's a fear of being vulnerable because the last time you were, it didn't feel safe. So if you find yourself repeating patterns, if relationships feel hard, if self-worth feels fragile, or if you struggle to trust others or even yourself, trauma might be underneath it. But again, this isn't a life sentence. The brain and body are designed for healing through safety, through connection, through compassion. When we start to understand our patterns as adaptations rather than flaws, we create space for healing to unfold. Let's talk about some of the myths and misunderstandings that surround trauma, because these misconceptions can actually get in the way of healing. Myth number one, trauma only comes from big, dramatic events. A lot of people believe trauma has to involve war, abuse, or a near-death experience, and yes, those are traumatic. But trauma is also being bullied in school, growing up with emotionally unavailable parents, or constantly feeling unsafe in your own home. Developmental and relational trauma, what we sometimes call little T trauma, is just as valid and just as impactful. Myth number two, if you don't remember the trauma, it didn't affect you. The truth is, some of the deepest trauma lives in the body, not in conscious memory. Your nervous system can be reacting to something that your mind has completely blocked out or dissociated from, and that's not your fault. In fact, forgetting was probably a survival response. Myth number three, you should be over it by now. This one is so damaging. Healing has no timeline. Trauma healing is not linear. It's cyclical, layered, and deeply personal. Just because you're still struggling years later doesn't mean you're failing. It means you're human. Myth number four, trauma is a sign of weakness. No, trauma responses are signs of strength. They are evidence that your system did whatever it needed to do to keep you alive, emotionally or physically. Freeze, fawn, fight, flight. These are not defects. They are ancient, intelligent responses built into your biology. Myth number five, you have to relive your trauma to heal from it. No, you don't. You can heal without re-traumatizing yourself. In fact, many somatic and body-based therapies focus on titration, going slowly, gently, and tracking the body's experience moment by moment. Without having to retell or re-experience the full story. When we debunk these myths, we make space for real healing to begin. We stop blaming ourselves, and we start honoring the resilience it took just to survive. So, where do we go from here? If trauma lives in the body, if it shapes our thoughts, relationships, and sense of self, then healing has to touch all those layers too. And the good news is, healing is possible. It doesn't mean forgetting what happened or pretending it didn't hurt. It means gently and over time coming back to yourself, reclaiming parts of you that got buried, shut down, or fragmented because it wasn't safe to be fully you. Healing starts with safety. Before anything else, we need to create an inner and outer sense of safety through regulation, connection, and attunement. That might be in the therapeutic relationship, in a retreat setting, or even in the sanctuary of your own body as you learn to listen and respond with kindness. Next comes connection. to your body, your emotions, your parts. This is where somatic practices come in. Things like breath work, gentle movement, body scans, and mindful tracking of sensation help you build that connection moment by moment. You don't have to dive into the deep end right away. Sometimes the most powerful healing happens through small steps. Feeling your feet on the floor, letting a tear fall without judgment, pausing and saying to yourself, "I'm right here with you." Integration is also key. Whether you've had a psychedelic experience, gone through a ceremony, or simply had a breakthrough moment in therapy, integration is what turns insight into lasting transformation. It's the slow, steady work of weaving new awareness into your nervous system, your relationships, your choices. And let's not forget the role of community. Healing doesn't have to happen alone. In fact, trauma often occurred in relationship, so it makes sense that we heal through relationship too, through safe, compassionate connection with others. Now, I want to be clear, healing from trauma isn't about becoming someone else. It's about coming home to who you've always been underneath the pain. And while the path can be challenging, it's also beautiful. There's something deeply sacred about witnessing someone reclaim their voice, their truth, their worthiness, and there's something even more powerful about doing that for yourself. So if you're on this journey, if you're starting to explore your trauma or deepen your healing, know this: you are not broken. You are brave, and you're already doing the work just by being here. So as we come to the end of today's episode, I want to invite you to reflect for a moment. What if everything you've been calling a flaw or dysfunction is actually a part of you doing its best to survive? What if the anxiety, the dissociation, the overthinking, or the people-pleasing, what if all of it made perfect sense given what you've been through? When we shift our perspective from "what's wrong with me" to "what happened to me" and "how did I adapt?" That's when the healing truly begins. You don't have to have all the answers right now. You don't need to fix everything today. Just being curious about your inner world, just noticing with compassion, that's powerful work. If this episode resonated with you, take a few moments today to journal, to move your body, or just place a hand on your heart and remind yourself, "I'm doing the best I can with what I've been through, and healing is possible." Before we wrap up today, I want to share something that's become a powerful part of the healing journey for many people I've worked with. It's a program called Elevate. Elevate is a trauma-informed healing retreat open to anyone navigating the effects of trauma, anxiety, depression, or emotional overwhelm. It's for people who are ready to go beyond talk therapy, who want to reconnect with themselves, find community, and engage in deep embodied healing. At Elevate, we bring together the best of modern psychotherapy and holistic wellness practices, somatic therapy, internal family systems, deep brain reorienting, mindfulness, nature connection, movement, group support, and, when appropriate, cannabis-assisted psychotherapy for deeper trauma processing in a safe and legal setting. But more than anything, Elevate is a space to come home to yourself, to feel seen, supported, and safe enough to explore the parts of you that have been carrying pain for far too long. This isn't just a retreat. It's a container for transformation, a place where healing is not only possible, but expected. If you're ready to take the next step in your healing journey, or you know someone who might be, head to the link in the show notes to learn more. You're not alone, and you don't have to keep carrying it all by yourself. For more information, visit our website at dimensionsretreats.com. Thank you for spending this time with me today. Thank you for your curiosity, your courage, and your heart. Until next time, keep listening to your body, honoring your story, and remembering that healing is always within reach.
Escape the noise. Reconnect with yourself. At Dimensions Retreats, we offer a sanctuary for deep healing and transformation. Nestled in nature, our evidence-based programs blend somatic therapy, psychedelic integration, and holistic wellness practices to support your journey. Whether you're seeking relief from trauma, stress, or simply a reset, our expert-guided retreats provide a safe and nurturing space to heal, grow, and evolve. Your path to renewal starts here. Visit dimensionsretreats.com to learn more.